Okay, so we are in Genesis 18, and Abraham has just gotten some visitors, three men, and he went out and gave them water for their feet and made it comfortable for them under a tree and said, hey, we're going to fix you a meal. And so he went in and he had Sarah start making some cakes of some sort. And then he talked to another young man who was supposed to get a calf, and they were going to butcher it, and they were going to give them some fresh meat. And so verse 8 says, so he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them. So he places this meal before them. Very nice thing to do to visitors who came by. Maybe he didn't have many visitors, I don't know. And maybe he thought these were pretty special people. And so he stood by them under the tree as they ate. Now that's the way their custom was back then. You prepared a meal for some visitors. You didn't necessarily eat with the visitors. You prepared it all and let them enjoy it, and then you stood by to get them anything they wanted. If they had a cup of, you know, well, they didn't have Coke, but if they had Coke and they finished their glass of Coke, then you would be right there to give them some more, you know, or water or something maybe a little more nutritious than Coke. But anyway, so they start talking to him, and they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? Well, I don't know how they knew what his wife's name was. Well, yeah, I do, because they're special men, but I don't think he told them. Maybe he had. But anyway, they ask, where is Sarah? And he said, there in the tent. Okay, remember, the tents are pretty big tents, okay? And so she was back in there. She had made some of those cakes that they were eating. And so this is one of the key people, one of the three men. Two are like servants, and one is the main, the leader of the group. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. Now, that's some complicated words, but let's notice something here. First, the man, the number one man of the three, says, I am going to come to you according to the time of life. And what is he talking about? He's talking about the amount of time it takes to have a baby. And he says, and behold, Sarah, your wife, is going to have a son. So he was basically saying, hey, in 9 months, you're going to have a son, because I'm going to make it happen. Well, who could do that? Only God, right? So that person, that first, the most important man of the three, was almost surely the Lord Jesus Christ in flesh, way before he was even born. But he obviously existed, and he had a means of taking on a human looking, looked like a human being anyway. And obviously he ate, so he had some kind of a body that he would use sometimes before he was even born. How does that happen? Well, we don't know exactly how it happens, but we know it can happen because God did it. And we'll see a phrase later that'll help us understand a little bit. So he says, I'm going to make sure your wife Sarah has a son. Well, Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. So Sarah was curious. She's wondering, who are these three men? Why is my husband so excited about these men? Why are we giving them such an important meal, and we don't even know who they are? We've never seen them before. So she's listening. Have you ever listened to a conversation from behind a door? Maybe your parents said, okay, kids, go to your room. Daddy and mommy need to talk about something. And you're thinking, oh, what is it they want to talk about? I want to hear it too. And you might have tried to put your ear against the door to hear it. Okay, well, Sarah is listening in on a conversation. Now, she hasn't been told not to, but anyway, that's what happens. And the next verse says, now Abram and Sarah were old, well advanced in years. They were really old. We know from the previous story that Abram was 99 years old at least, okay? And Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. So that means that Sarah was too old to have babies. She was an old lady already, and old ladies don't have babies. God makes sure that they don't have babies. They're not ready. At that point, they're not ready to have tiny little babies with all the energy. Those are grandparents, and their children have babies when they're at the right age. And so Sarah was way too old to have babies. And the next verse says, therefore, Sarah laughed within herself. She starts laughing. Okay, I'm going to cut it there. We'll see why she laughed next time. Okay, goodbye.